Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So, local star Shoma Josie, she made a song called John Cena. Right? The song. Next thing, John Cena is on the Ellen DeGeneres show and he's dancing to this song with Twitch, the DJ guy on Ellen's show. And that's so cool. Hey, imagine you're a South African artist and the next thing, Americans are listening to your song.
Obviously,
they're Googling who sings that song. Twitch also mentioned John Cena, acknowledged.
Yes.
Shoma Josie.
And like, I love the fact that, you know, John is the kind of guy, he doesn't take himself too serious as well.
No.
Many people wouldn't just post someone else on their social media pages.
No.
He posted her photo. He commented on her tweet. He's been going, like, he's been going off at the song the whole time.
It's like the best thing could ever happen to an artist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
On the line is Shoma Josie. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Lekker. Listen. How cool is that? I just want to start quickly. Are you really such a big John Cena fan?
I'm the biggest John Cena fan. I watched wrestling, I think like most South African kids, the whole time growing up and stuff. So we had this thing where we would actually pretend wrestle, you know? And I was John Cena in this. I refused to play any other character. They always knew. And when he came out to fight and his song came on, everyone would look at me and hype me up, like my cousins. I was basically John Cena in my village.
This is so cool. And you decided, hang on, I have to pay tribute to this guy by making a song about John Cena. How surprised were you when they played your song on Ellen DeGeneres' show and John Cena acknowledged you and it was dancing to your song? How cool was that?
That came as a huge surprise and it was amazing. And I think what you're saying is so true. He's such a chill guy. This is what I've been trying to say to people for years.
Yeah.
But he's so sweet and he's goofy and he's funny. Like, I am a huge, huge John Cena fan. So to actually have him say my name, because he was the one who actually said Shoma Josie on the show. That was amazing and I was not expecting that at all.
Listen, you're a big fan, but is there a little bit of a crush there as well? Because I can hear it. She's like, he's so kind and he's so...
She's into it.
Is there a crush?
I honestly think he's awesome. I know that I'll be blushing a lot. If I ever got to meet him, I'd probably not be okay.
So, listen, we're happy for you. I mean, you know, to as an artist, if you get exposure in America on a massive daytime TV show.
Yeah.
And that is so cool. But now, we had the American guy from the American embassy on the show a couple of days ago, Robert. And I was saying to Robert, listen, let's like make a plan to get Shoal to Ellen DeGeneres' show in Los Angeles. So we made a little video that we're gonna send out. We're gonna tag Ellen and her producers to see if we can get you to the Ellen DeGeneres show. Yeah,
that would be amazing. I'm so ready. I've been exercising, but yeah, that would be fun. It'll be good. And
are you up for it?
I'm totally up for it, and I will repost it for sure.
We're going to put it out right now. We're going to tag you, tag Ellen, let's, and hashtag get sure to Ellen. Hashtag
get sure to Ellen. Guys.
Get sure to Ellen. And then if you obviously do make it to the Ellen DeGeneres show, you need to do a shout
then
out.
Then I have to send you a little text.
Yes.
And
a shout out. And then hashtag get Martin to Ellen. You know what I'm saying?
The
long plan.
I'm gonna release a song called Shoma Josie. Yeah. It's full circle. Come on. Listen, so lucky to catch up with you. Please come visit us in the studio one day for a Lekker Friday Live. And I hope very soon we're gonna watch TV and see you on the Ellen DeGeneres song show, because you deserve to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much, and I hope that everything that's been happening with me serves as an example to other people that the world is a lot smaller than we really used to think, you
Amen.
Know? Because of the internet and stuff, so much is possible. Like, don't restrict yourself to like, okay, I'm never going to be bigger than SA, or I'm never going to be bigger than Africa. The whole world is watching us right now, you know.
So I would definitely
like say go for it. Yeah, for sure.
I love that. I love that. Sean, thanks for catching up. Cheers.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Thanks.
This was the moment.
Someone in South Africa did a song called John Cena. You've heard
Show
it,
me
right?
Josie, yeah.
All right, so, and it took off so much that people are doing the dance to it.
They named it the John Cena Challenge.
Right. So I thought we should play the song and maybe you and Twitch could.
Now, the irony of the name is I can't dance. So, Twitch, you're going to have to be my coach. Right, can you teach me some moves?
All right. Yeah. 100%. Head over there.
Let's
meet, meet Twitch over there, and
let's
y'all do the John Cena.
Imagine we get Shaw to Ellen.
Shaw.
Keep your eye on our social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Share the video. Share it. Come on, Ellen.
You're listening to Martin Bester. Martin Bester. Driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Every weekday.
Good morning.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.